Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Cooler Drinkers! We are back, baby. We are back and better than ever. We are recording this on November 13th, a few days after the Lions' big victory on the road in Houston. The Lions get to come home this week. A little bit of home cooking, baby, as the Lions are 8-1. And they move, and they are going to be facing the ferocious 2-8 Jacksonville Jaguars, who are probably going to be firing their coach and making wholesale changes throughout the organization at the end of the year. Now, having said all that, we are going to be previewing this game, and I'm making some of our world-famous predictions on this episode. But before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I am Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
Hello, Lions fans.
And UJ.
Greetings.
And then off to the side, who might chime in every once in a while and make some predictions at the end, is producer Kid J. Mm-hmm. All right.
Best.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. You're about to say them. Literally that, even though I was going to use biz and everything.
Wow.
Anyways,
we're on a wavelength here. On that note, when we're watching that game, or, you know, and we're texting each other during the game on our threads.
Yes.
Every time I go to say something, like you say it, like right before I be like, I was going to say that. Like, you did that like 5 times in this last game. Couldn't believe it.
Well, Connor like was ahead in the game, and sometimes I knew the results of the play because he already like texted ahead of time. It's one of the problems in the modern era of watching sports on streaming services like YouTube TV, like I do, is that somebody's on cable, they're ahead by like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And
if you're over the air, you probably got even faster.
Yeah, that's why I put the Do Not Disturb on my phone during the games. Anyways, I digress. Let's get into this week's game. And that, of course, is the Lions hosting the Jaguars. They are 13.5-point favorites, the Lions, this week. Whew! Lions.
Oh, wow, that went up. It was like 11 earlier.
Yeah.
I guess that must be Lawrence going out.
Yes, Trevor Lawrence is not playing in this game. Not that if he even was in the game, we would be too concerned. But Mac Jones against the Vikings last week looked abysmal. The Jaguars lost 12-7, and they are 2-8, this Jaguars team, 2-8. They've had some tough ones. They lost a close one on the road to the Eagles, a close one at home against the Packers, blew out the Patriots. They got smoked by the Bears, which is notable. They beat the Colts at home, a close one to the Texans, a close one to the Browns. And by a close one, I mean like 5 points or less, all these scores.
Yeah, they've been in a lot of close games, actually.
Yeah, they've had a lot of heartbreak, except for the Bills, where they got blown out, and then the Bears. Otherwise, they've all been one-score games that they probably could have won one way or another. But alas, here they sit, 2-8, out of the playoff picture for the most part. But this is the NFL. These players play hard, and they're not going to take a week off. So you cannot take them lightly. I don't know. Do you guys know much about the Jaguars? I was going to rip off some key players on this team. I don't know if there's anybody you wanted to mention off the bat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, as you say that, Josh Hines-Allen, the defensive end, he's pretty good.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't know too much about this team.
And Trayvon Walker has been playing pretty well this year.
Yeah, he's had a really good year. He has. As we were mentioning him in several trade scenarios, possibly coming to the Lions. It never came to fruition. And I wonder if they even had a conversation, to be honest with you. I have no idea. They are, besides Trevor Lawrence and Tank, and it looks like Tank Bigsby, who's actually been their number one running back this year, it looks like they're going to be relatively healthy this week. It's hard to tell with these injury reports and not being tuned in with the team fully. Like Josh Hines-Allen's on the limited practice. Gabe Davis, their wide receiver. Brian Thomas, their wide receiver. A couple are starting offensive linemen. All limited practice participants. So it's hard to tell where all those guys stand. Either way, it's a lengthy injury report. But for the Lions, Pascal's completely off the injury report now. Za'Darius Smith, he practiced this week. Or he's practicing this week. Taylor Decker, he was a limited participant at practice. Rodrigo is back at practice.
Rodrigo. Like to see that.
So good to see him there. Sam Laporta did not practice today, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. You know, they might hold him out this week, knowing the opponent, possibly. I mean, I don't think that's how the Lions roll, but in the, you know, maybe behind the scenes, that's how they roll. I will. So I don't know if we're going to see him or not this week. It's iffy. Derek Barnes made an appearance in the locker room today. Yeah. He got on the exercise bike. So
nice.
He's not close to returning, but he's on a bike at least. A bike to nowhere. Like, it was a stationary.
He talked
bike.
About his injury though. He didn't tear the ACL, but he tore the MCL, CFL, AFL. I don't know, one of those other ones. But
MCL and PCL.
PCL. Thank you. Yeah. So. I mean, it bodes well for his recovery, but I don't think he's going to be back this year.
At least Hutch has a buddy. Apparently, he's rehabbing with Hutch. They're doing a lot of similar training things and things of that nature together at the same time. So at least he has someone to talk to.
I heard Hutch is doing that rolling pin thing where he does it on his shin, you know, like the karate guys do. You create the microfractures and build up the bones, you know, so eventually, you know, you just won't. He'll break tree stumps with those legs.
I have no idea what you're talking about, to be honest with you, Jay. but it sounds like an effective method for building strength back up when you shatter your leg into two parts. So I'll take your word for it, Uche.
Yeah. You guys know what we're talking about.
Do you know?
I don't. I seriously have no idea.
I have no idea what you're talking about either.
A rolling pin?
No, those like kung fu guys, you know, they like, they do all those things with their shins. They beat their shins with sticks and wood, and they rub things out. Like, it creates a bunch of microfractures, and then when it heals, the bones get stronger and stronger all the time. And, you know, they use it as weapons, their shins, you know. So, wow. I mean, come on. I know people out there listening, a lot of you know what this is. Come on, it's been in movies. And
you should be rehabbing stuff. Hutch, man.
It should be.
All right. Well, there you go. Anyways, UJ with a little science lesson for the crowd, if you will.
He's watched a lot of Saturday Kung Fu movies, I think.
I will say to our listeners, just we do not advise you going out in the woods and beating your shins with the stick or other creating microfractures in your leg.
Well, thanks for that public service announcement.
Well, I just had to put a disclaimer on here. You know, it's not a recommendation. We're not doctors.
Yeah, I was listening to those guys on the Kool-Aid podcast. That's why I did it.
Right. So this is the type of conversation you have when you're playing the Jaguars in week 11, and you're 8-1. They're 2-8. We're at home, 13.5-point favorites. This Jaguars team is 32nd in defensive DVOA. So if Jared Goff wants a get right game. After the 5 interceptions against the Texans last week, this is a pretty good opponent to have. And if you guys are listeners, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, at DTBK_Lions, you can see that Bob and UJ are holding up rival bobbleheads in the screen. Yeah,
a bobblehead and a lion.
Or UJ's got, a fake lion, or mini lion. I don't know if it's real or not, UJ. A line you can hold the power.
Of course, it's real.
It looks real.
Mess around.
And then Bob's got a bobblehead of who is that? Gibbs.
Jameer Gibbs. Yeah.
Jameer Gibbs. Oh yeah, the one to hand out this year, right?
Courtesy of Rocket Mortgage. Yes, they handed it out.
Of course.
This
year. Very good. So, anyways, Jaguars. Who are we going against? Who will we see out there that can give us some fits? So you mentioned Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker was mentioned. Eric Armstead is out there too. It's a pretty formidable defensive line. They've given teams issues. They gave the Vikings issues last week. So it's not something to mess with. It's nice to get Taylor Decker back this week. But luckily, our strength is going against their strength. And then it is the secondary and the middle and the linebackers where it is not great. Not great. They have Ronald Darby, Devin Lloyd at linebacker, Andre Sisco. Like, just a bunch of kind of scrappy type DBs.
See, they did hold Justin Jefferson to like 45 yards.
Did it?
And Addison, he didn't do too well either. So they have some capabilities out there.
They did. There was some weather in that game too. I think that helped them to a degree. So I like that this game's in a dome. You know, nothing will affect that type of performance or help them out in any way. Now, if we go over to the other end, the offense for the Jaguars is especially messy now that Trevor Lawrence is out and Mac Jones is in. It was ugly for him last week. If I pull up Mac Jones last week here, 14 of 22, 111 yards and 2 interceptions, and he was sacked 3 times. Not good, not good. That was against the Vikings, one of the better defenses in the NFL, but nonetheless. Definitely slightly more favorable to have him in over Trevor Lawrence, who himself has been struggling, but still is a $50 million dollar a year player, which is pretty insane, say the least. I think our quarterback's much better at that price point, at a lesser price point.
Well, remember when he was coming out of college, he was like the next Andrew Luck. Everyone's like, sure thing.
Right. He was really good in college. He was really good in college.
Everybody wanted him, you know, and
just
hasn't worked out for him so far.
Well, it has for him in a way, because he just got paid a boatload of money.
as a competitor.
Fair enough.
It's just an odd team how they were bad a few years ago, got trouble. They suddenly got good that one year. I think they made the playoffs, didn't they, like 2 years ago? And then all of a sudden, they just dropped off the map again.
Isn't their owner kind of involved in things, that Shakir Khan guy?
Shad Khan,
Shad Khan.
Big U of I donor, Shad Khan.
Okay, so you love him. So long as he buys you a football team,
I'll take it
for you,
right?
But I think he interferes a little bit with their GM, and that's part of their problem.
I don't syndrome fully know the inner workings of that, but I do know he's more involved than maybe some other owners out there.
I'm just spreading rumors about him.
But Travis Etienne is back and fully healthy for this Jaguars team. He's been a big disappointment this year for them. Gabe Davis is hurt. I don't know if he's playing this week. Brian Thomas Jr., actually a really good rookie. Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver, the last wide receiver taken. Well, second to last wide receiver taken in the first round. Ricky Pearsall was the last. He's looked really good. Now that they have an uneven offense, but nonetheless. Evan Engram, really good tight end. Like, they have a bunch of talent on this team. And maybe that's, like, if a ball bounces one way or another, they're like a 500 team or better this year with all the close losses they've had. But, you know, a loss is a loss. The NFL doesn't matter how close it is.
They must not have grit.
They don't. They definitely don't have grit. And they're going to run into a shit ton of grit this week. But their offensive line, very shaky. Mitch Morse at center. And their best two players are the guards, Ezra Cleveland and Brandon Scherff. They just traded away Cam Robinson, who was moping on the sidelines after getting benched.
Wasn't Cleveland banged up too?
He is. Yeah, Ezra Cleveland and Brancher both are questionable this week.
Yeah,
but anyway, so this is like a team that has a lot of talent. They haven't quite put it all together. It could be any week, or they could be completely dejected by 2-8. Some of these teams tune out. They just try to collect your paycheck and get out of Dodge for the end of the season. But they're still 7 more games left in the year for them.
I think it's an identity crisis, Z, because they don't know whether they're called the Jaguars or the Jaguars. I think they have an identity crisis.
That's the problem. That's the problem in Jacksonville.
I know Z prefers Jaguars, but
I don't even know how I've been saying it. I haven't been paying attention. Jaguars. If we're British, is it Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways.
In Chicago, we say that to people, too. What a Jaguar.
All right.
We say that to people.
Do you?
If we don't like them.
Or do we?
If we don't like them. We like him. We don't say it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, all right. So I think enough about the Jaguars.
Ooh, that was hard for you to say. Yeah, see?
Oh my I was God. Stuck in between two when I was saying it in my head. And I think we can now get into our ever famous prediction segments.
Yeah.
So, of course, we have two world famous prediction segments. Our first is our roar of the week. The player, or just honestly, member of the Detroit Lions building, really, that will have an impact on this game one way or another. Not necessarily the best stats. And then. Of course, our world famous predictions, how we think this game will go.
Hey, UJ, when you do your roar of the week for the YouTube viewers, you got to have the lion roaring as you do your roar of the week. Yes. Anyway, check
all
it
right.
out on YouTube.
Well,
we're ready to roar.
Having said that, and UJ sounds like he's ready to roar with third of you, UJ. Who's your roar of the week?
My roar of the week this week is Jack Campbell.
Mm.
I thought about this one a lot. I think the offense is going to roll up some big things this week, especially our running backs. I think our running game is going to just, by the second half, is going to take over this game. But on defense, I think our defense should have a heyday. And this is a time for Campbell to get his first two picks of the year and his first two sacks. We might already have a sack, but he's going to get two in this game. Two picks, two sacks. He's going to be all over the field, man, just wreaking havoc. He's going to make every single tackle in this game, and he's just going to have an unbelievable game. So Jack Campbell is my roar of the week.
All right.
The lion poked his head out there.
And do you have red dogs, UJ?
I do. He doesn't really give me any details about his roar, but his roar of the week is Jahmyr Gibbs. He thinks Gibbs is going to go off in this one a big time. So that's his roar. He didn't really go into detail about it, what he's going to do, but that's his roar.
All right.
His roar.
All right. There you go.
Kind of a subdued roar.
I was trying to do Rud Dog's roar.
Oh, okay.
You know,
gotcha. He's a well-fed lion there. Just going to
All right, Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. My roar of the week. I like your defensive sack thing. But I think it's going to come from a different guy. Well, Jack Campbell might have that. But the new guy in town, Za'Darius Smith, I think he's going to show up right away and get two sacks in his first game. And he's going to wreak havoc out there. Going to use Mac Jones as a tackling dummy just to practice for the rest of the season. So I think he'll come out. He seems like he's so excited to play. And I think he just wants to hit somebody. So,
yeah,
Za'Darius Smith is my roar of the week.
All right, so yeah, we like
high,
it.
High five, brother.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm on that side of the frame. There you go.
Yeah.
All right,
boxes are arranged differently on my screen.
Yeah, and mine are different on mine too. That was backwards. So, producer Kid J, who's your roar of the week?
My roar of the week is, I have to say, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he's going to continue his hot streak. I think he's going to get not one, but two touchdowns this week.
Ooh.
And have like 100 yards and 10 catches. I think he's going to dominate.
I like it.
I love it.
I like it a lot. All right.
Did you say roar of the week?
Yeah, give us a roar.
He's my roar of the week.
All right.
All right.
For Kid Jay, his Rams took a beating last week. So
he's
still licking his wounds on that one.
Kid Jay.
You can send us a letter of condolence.
Thanks for Goff.
This might be the last year for Stafford. He's not looking as sharp as he has been in the past. But he's also didn't get a lot of protection on Monday.
Well, at least his teeth look good.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. So my roar of the week. As a man that we're waiting for his first career interception on, but he's going to get it this week. His name is Tarion Arnold.
Ooh, yeah.
So I have a couple of ones at this one. First of all, he will have no penalties this week. It's a big ask, I know.
Crazy.
It's a big ask. Yeah. And second of all, It's almost like we're not going to win unless he has one penalty.
Yeah.
It's like he's got to have to meet his quota. But anyways, what he hasn't done yet is get an interception. I think he gets one, if not two. I'm going to go with one, but I'm not, two is not out of the realm of possibility in this one. So I think if Tyrion Ogden, one interception, another pass deflection, and four tackles, and he is my roar of the week.
All right. I like it. Wow. Hey, can I do a quick aside? I'm just curious.
Aside away.
Because Tyrion Arnold, on like some of these fan like pages, I don't know if you guys go online with that. Some people think he's a bust or he's terrible or something.
I think
like,
that's.
I don't get that at all. I think he's playing well. I mean, and they're letting him be aggressive and he's getting some penalties, but he hasn't like cost them a game yet or anything like that.
I mean, so. As our second cornerback, he's already given us more than we've had in like the last 3 years.
I know. I agree. I think he's good. I'm happy.
Don't people notice like he just disappears at times during games? That's because he's covering his man. He's doing
exactly.
Job.
Yeah.
So I think that's preposterous.
And they have a good pass defense overall, and he's a big part of it. So
absolutely, that's a good point, Bob. I mean, just because he has some penalties, most of them are rookie penalties that he'll learn from. But he covers like a blanket, man. He's all over guys. He's good. He's going to be maybe great.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just make sure we're all on that page on that.
Oh yeah. So I love the kid.
Yes, we are. All right, let's move on now to our ever-famous predictions. All right, so as I mentioned, this game is predicted to be probably a blowout. 13.5-point favorites the Lions are. This is a 1 Eastern, noon Central kickoff in Detroit. 13.5-point favorites, and the over-under is 46.5. So we will throw this over to Bob.
All right. Yes, the Jaguars in the D. I'm going to be at the game with my wife, my daughter,
nice,
and her boyfriend. So we're going to pile on. We're going to go to Zender's Saturday night. So I'm going to be very well fed, big chicken dinner, ready for some football. But I'm excited. I was hoping to see Trevor Lawrence, which is a little disappointing, just seeing him play. But
yeah,
I think Lions are going to do very well this week. I think especially the offense of the Jaguars, I think they're really questioning themselves. The defense, they're still pretty good. I think they're pretty tough, but they're not going to. It's going to get away from them. I think the Lions are going to be a little pissed off about the way the offense played last week. I think they feel they could do better, you know, getting the details down and everything. So they're going to be back on track this week. I see Goff having a big day, very few incompletions. Good balance of running between Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. I think they each get a touchdown this time as they compete with each other, and Amon-Ra will get another one. I see this game going very well for the Lions. 35-9. Detroit Lions is my prediction.
All right.
Ooh, yes.
Let's go. Yeehaw!
That's a good one.
All right, beautiful. 35-9. Bob has it for the Lions. How about you, UJ?
Well. Mine is very similar to Bob's, believe it or not. I think the Jags will give us a hard time in the first half a little bit. The defense will keep the game somewhat close up into the second quarter, you know, maybe just to let you know they're hanging in the game. But by the second half, by the time the second half rolls around, it's going to be a blowout. I'm looking at a 45-6 score.
Ooh.
The Jags do not see the end zone. Get a couple cheap field
goals. They
can't
even see the end zone?
Wow. No, they won't even be able to see it.
Like on either side? Not even like on a kickoff when they're standing in it?
Well, they're standing in the wrong end zone.
Oh.
It's not their end zone.
Is that Zach's theory about the camouflage uniforms in the back of the end zone?
I don't know. But, yeah, I see it score-wise, it's going to be a pretty one-sided game. And like Bob was referring to, the offense kind of wants to make up for last week's game where, you know, that was a questionable performance early on. However, to show their grit, the way they came back in that game, and Jared Goff, there's something special about the way he came back in that game. Like a lot of quarterbacks, you know, having a short memory in those things, situations like that, and just going to work next play. Because in that second half, he was awesome. I mean, he was awesome. They came back and won that game. So, and like you said, Bob, I think it's going to be a lot less mistakes in this game. I think it's going to be a dominant performance for the Lions back home, a little home cooking. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, they're going to take this one fairly handily. 45-6.
Ooh, All right.
That's nice. So Goff's kind of like that guy from Memento. He has short-term memory.
Yeah. Only. Well, that's what you need, right? And it, like, yeah, every practice they got to teach him the offense, right?
He's got it all tattooed.
Like 50
all the
first
on
dates.
Arm.
Yeah, every. Anyway.
Anyway.
That's a bad reference. I got Rud Dogs if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Give us Rud Dogs.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Hey, should I give him Rud Dogs? Okay, I will. Yeah, all right. Anyway, here it is. He said, he texted, I'm reading off his text. In case I don't make it on, which seems likely at this point, my...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roar of the weeks. Oh, triple dipping. I messed up earlier. He did talk about Gibbs a little bit in his roar.
Oh,
he said he's gonna have his first mega game over 200 yards on land and by air at least 2 touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs is his roar of the week. So I messed up on that one earlier. Anyway, his prediction for the game is, it's going to be like in Space Jam when the monsters kept running up the score so fast, the scoreboard eventually stopped showing the numbers, and it read, it's a bit one-sided, isn't it? The Lions will double the previous record of 72 points scored in a game plus one. 145-0 Lions over the Jaguars is Rud Dog's prediction.
All right.
All right. Well, there you have it. 145-0 from Rud Dog. Kid J. Producer Kid J.
That would cover the spread, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. And the over, too, I think.
Just barely.
My prediction is, whenever these two teams play, I said it last week, but you just got to throw out the record books when these two teams play. And I think it's going to be, but I think the Lions are going to dominate. I think they're going to win 42-10.
Oh,
yeah, I
nice.
Think they're going to blow them out. They love to score a lot of points at home and show off for the crowd. And I think it's going to be a major rebound after last week. So 42-10 is my prediction.
Hey, Kid Jay, right. I think that's the third week in a row that you've thrown out the record book before the say it with two of these two teams that they wrote out. So there's very few teams who are actually keeping the record book. I think we're throwing it out for everybody. Well, we'll see next week what happens. I'll be listening for it.
Why do you say throw out the record book? Do they have like a history of some sort?
Okay.
You know, just like any given Sunday, you know, just when he's, you know, it's just, I mean, you know, every game is different, you know, totally different situations, you know.
Every game's like a snowflake, you mean?
Yeah, every game's a snowflake, yeah. Every game's different than the other.
All right. Well, there you go. Kid Jay says, throw out the rule book or the play or the record book. All right. So I have this game at 34-13. I think it's just like a late touchdown. They go for two. It doesn't really matter. But this game will get out of hand. I think the Lions will just kind of run the ball in the second half a lot. I just think It won't be the most exciting. I mean, it's always exciting when the Lions blow out a team, but it the Cowboys game was probably the best like blowout, most fun blowout you'll ever watch.
Yeah. You think they'll pull out some trick plays?
Maybe. I wouldn't mind if they keep Penei Sewell in and don't like have people tackling at his legs in the open space. keep my man safe, you know. I still worry about him, you know. I'm concerned for
him. Yeah. He hasn't taken a hand off yet. He's been passed to.
Yeah, that would be so dope.
That would be cool. God,
unlike the Bears, he wouldn't do it like when like it's we need it for the game winning victory, but if we're up 20, we'll do
Shane Waldron's finest moment.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the Bears. Hey, the gift that keeps
one thing about this game though, you know, everyone's making these bold big predictions and all that stuff. You know, it's easy to forget that's a NFL team over there on the other side, and you know, but
that's
I think
they're
Campbell,
in Jacksonville.
I know, but you know, I think Campbell is the guy who prevents that, you know, that letdown that some teams see that take a team for granted. You know, a team like the Lions, you know, a lot of teams in their position would take a lesser team for granted, maybe have an off day. And I don't see that happening with this team, not with Campbell directing the ship, because he just doesn't let that happen. He won't. And this team's so driven right now, so focused. And I think they want to win in a dominant fashion. They don't want to just go in there and play a game. These guys are completely on a mission, and there's nothing going to stop them from fulfilling it this year. And that's why I think, like a lot of teams might have a letdown game in a game like this. Not the Lions. It's not going to happen with them.
I believe Dan Campbell said on a radio show that the Lions have 11 games left this year.
Oh yeah, he did.
Did he really?
With that math, that means like they have the first round by the two games and then the Super Bowl. So
yeah, I like that. What was your score, Z? What was your score?
34-13. 34-13. Got to get Bates a couple of field goals for the hometown crowd, you know.
Yeah,
let's throw in a 72-yarder, huh? Let's see how far he can go.
If that situation was there at the half or something, I bet they would do it.
That would be so fun. That'd be so fun, like a 66-yarder or something like that. He could definitely do it. We see him do it, and then hit it, do it off the upright too. Just make that just his signature. Even when it's 33 yards away, he's gonna hit it off the upright, and then
he'll call the upright too, left upright.
All righty,
skim it off the bottom bar.
Yes.
Yeah, he's gonna. Yeah.
So I think we're gonna wrap it up here. You know, I offered like $1,000 to a Jaguars fan if they're out there to appear on Entering the Lions Den. We didn't get any takers because I don't think Jaguars fans exist. But if they do exist, they won't be at this game because Detroit will be taking over Ford Field again. We're not like one of these other teams like the Packers or the Chiefs that let the opposing fan in. Not anymore.
Yeah. And I don't think Jaguars fans have ever taken over a stadium. Anywhere.
I don't think they've taken over a row in a stadium.
Yeah, their own stadium. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So, anyways, let's wrap it up. So, of course, we can't start our wrap up without thanking our producer, Kid J. All right.
Yeah.
Producer Kid J crushing it every single week.
The best.
And with all the other producers, you can throw out the record book. He's the best one around.
That's right.
Oh, man. Minute Maid Media. Appreciate them for supporting the podcast. Apple, Spotify, regular podcast. Please download. Please subscribe. Please leave a review. If you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, we would greatly appreciate it. Go on YouTube, type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, subscribe, or at DTBK_Lions. You'll find all our videos there, our shorts too that we put up as well.
And we're handsome men.
Yeah, so
we are. And then you can see Bob's and UJ. Well, UJ's little lion and Bob's bobblehead.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and like our shorts too. Then they'll pop up in your feed more when we put more stuff up.
Yeah, and you get notified when we're live. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
So yes, YouTube. But if not, Instagram at Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Other than that, gentlemen, I have nothing else to add. Other than our listeners, we greatly appreciate you. We want everyone to have a safe and healthy and beautiful weekend ahead as you sit back and relax on Sunday afternoon and watch a nice, easy, hopefully easy Lions victory.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yes.
Is there a little doubt in there?
Well, you never know. It's the NFL.
Yeah. Any given Sunday throughout the record book?
Yep. Beat the dead horse in the last 5 minutes on that one. Love it. All right. So last but not least, as always, go!
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 Lions! Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go. Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.